We need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
On a recent fall day, Ed Cherian with the Spanish renewable energy giant Iberdrola gave a tour of his company's Groton wind farm to a group of high school students from the New Hampton school.
It's 24 wind turbines. It's almost a year old. Bouncing baby wind farm will be a year old in next month.
One of the turbine's blades whistles as it spins, a sign that a condensation flap is stuck open. Unlike the first two wind farms in the state, which are in Leominster and deep in Coos County, this one in Groton is visible to a lot of people. You can see it from Plymouth, from Newfound Lake, and from I-93. When it started to come online last fall, a lot of people noticed. And in the time since, a substantial number have mobilized against further wind development around the lake. Before the field trip, these kids watched Windfall, a documentary made by anti-wind activists in New York State. But Jack Riley and Claire Schneider seem mollified after standing beneath the towers.
They aren't as bad as I thought they were going to be from watching the movie in class.
I think most people overreact.
These tours are part of the attempt from Iberdrola to win back the hearts and minds of residents. They also reach out to like-minded folks and ask them to write letters to the editor of their local papers. They're doing this because they now want to build another wind farm about this size to the south. Iberdrola first floated the idea a year ago. It's called Wild Meadows, and if approved, it would consist of 23 turbines, each 492 feet tall from base to tip. It would sit on a pair of ridges in Alexandria and Danbury, about 4 miles southwest of Newfound Lake. If the wind blows hard enough, they would crank out a steady stream of almost 76 megawatts. That's about a fifth as much power as the state's biggest coal plant. Iberdrola thinks the turbines will spin a little less than a third of the time, and in a year would produce as much energy as about 30,000 homes use in that same period. Only one house would be under a half mile from the nearest turbine, and most neighbors are somewhere between 3/4 of a mile and a mile away. But there's still plenty of houses that could see and hear the wind farm, especially around Newfound Lake. And those residents have generated a well-organized opposition.
In the Facebook world, we have over 2,600 Facebook friends.
Jennifer Tuthill from Alexandria is part of the 7-member board of New Hampshire Windwatch.
There are another 20 very active people in the area, and then it goes outwards. Each town has its own active group, and each of those probably has anywhere from 10 to 20 people who are definitely right on board.
They've had an impact. On town meeting day, voters all around the lake cast ballots opposing wind development, and Iberdrola shrank the footprint of the project by 14 turbines. But the company has still pushed forward despite these non-binding votes, saying there's more support for the farm than those votes show. Sean Frost is a selectman in Grafton, which was to be the site of 8 turbines in the original design, but was cut out of the final plan after the town voted 5-1 against the wind farm. Frost doesn't think there's a silent majority in the towns that favors the towers.
The silent majority to me is when I go to the local fireman's dinner and you have an elderly person that comes in a wheelchair and calls you over to them and says, I don't vote and I'm not a political person, but I am sure glad there's people like you to stand up for people like me.
Windwatch has been extremely active this year. They've filled charter buses to Concord to testify in favor of a wind farm moratorium. They've been packing the state's citizen input hearings that are gathering recommendations on how to reform the approval process for energy projects. But all that activity has alienated some from the towns. Henry Hall works at Alexandria's transfer station.
I actually started out neutral. I didn't much care one way or the other, you know, but the Windwatch people pushed me over the edge.
Hall says working at the dump, he's talked to a lot of residents who favor the wind farm but are intimidated to speak out because of how vocal the opposition is.
The Windwatch people don't think they're scary, and they are scary, trust me. But I don't scare easy.
This pattern of a town, riven by a contentious development proposed by a big company that promises millions in tax revenue, is by no means new. And with the aggressive renewable energy goals set in the states all around New England, it's a pattern that New Hampshire hasn't seen the last of. While this project is by far the farthest along, 2 other wind farms have said they're interested in developing in the region. The application will be reviewed by a 15-member state committee, composed of the heads and staff from various state bureaucracies, including the Public Utilities Commission and the Departments of Resource and Economic Development and Environmental Services. Once underway, it will take around 9 months of review before the committee decides whether the project should be built. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.